Good morning, Philadelphia. Dave Parker's not with us today, so please keep him in your prayers. Hopefully all is well. So for the past few weeks, we've been trying to look for Bear and find out where Bear is. Well, you know what? I think we have to figure out where someone else is. So my name is Frank Eliason, and I'm going to be with you today. But Gary will also be with us. We just have to figure out where he's at, because guess what? He is on the road again. Every time he's out, I keep thinking of this song, and you know, figure we should put it on while we try and figure out where Gary is
on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road.
So Gary, you're on the road again. Where are you?
Hey, brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm actually in Lancaster County right now in WCOJ country. The station's coming in loud and clear. We're continuing the celebration of my daughter Mary and Elizabeth's birthday, so we spent the light and the night in Lancaster. But I'm here with you now, and we got a great show today, Frank. Thanks for holding things down in the studio. On today's program, we're going to take a look at five Protestants who surprisingly defended Mary's perpetual virginity. This is a big topic, and we run into this problem a lot of times with our Protestant brothers and sisters. But actually, we've got five heavy-duty Protestants throughout history who have said, yes, Mary has always been a virgin, always will be a virgin, and she never had any other children. So this is going to be a really cool article. We'll look at that. As Frank said, we will check in with Bear Wozniak later on today. It's 7:35. We don't know where Bear is, but we'll check in and see where he's at. We've got our usual selection of music. And today also, and I'm really excited about this, today is a special day. Another special day, believe it or not. We've got special crowd noise for a special day. Thanks, Frank, for that. Today is the feast of Saints Simon and Jude, two of the apostles. And just let me, a little info about them. You know, a lot of the apostles, we don't know a lot, or tremendously a lot about their lives. St. Simon, we know virtually nothing about him. St. Jude is best known as the patron of hopeless cases. You may have prayed to St. Jude in the past. And as an interesting aside, the reason, and again, this is tradition, the reason tradition holds that St. Jude is recognized as the person of to turn to when you have no other hope, when all looks bleak, this is the tradition, I kind of like this, is because it's often thought that Jude was confused with Judas, the traitor of the apostles. So as a result, nobody was turning to St. Jude because they didn't like his name, and you know, this is pretty cool. So he had plenty of time on his hands. So, and again, this is a tradition, it's kind of cute, but people would turn to St. Jude as a last resort. And many people know that St. Jude has come through in numerous hopeless cases. So let's turn to St. Jude. I think it's a great reminder. His tradition is a great reminder that nothing is hopeless when it comes to the Lord. Let's continue to turn to him. And also to St. Simon, both traditionally held to be martyrs. And in fact, if we'll go, and this is the informal tradition of the church, holds that both of them were martyred on the same day as well. So let's turn to them and ask for their help as we continue to walk that walk, the same walk that they walked, and be witnesses of Christ in the world. So St. Simon and Jude today, it's a feast day. Go out and do something to celebrate this feast day. It's really cool. We have these rich traditions in our church, and we don't want to let them go. We want to be happy. We want to celebrate these things. Let's get the show kicked off with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, I'm Gary Zimak. I'm on the road in Lancaster County right now. I'll be back in the studio on Monday. Looking forward to it. By the way, our special guest on Monday will be Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN. You don't want to miss this show. Father Mitch is going to give us a little advice when it comes to voting as a Catholic. This is something, we need to face it. We got a big election coming up, so we need a little guidance. I know I need a little guidance. How do we take our Catholic identity into the voting booth? Father Mitchell will be here joining us on the phone from Birmingham, Alabama, to talk about that. We've got lots of other great guests next week as well. I'll fill you in as the week unfolds. But right now, I also want to let you know, if you want to comment about the show, if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. You can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. I thank you for all the emails, the kind comments you've been sending our way. Please keep them coming. We want to know how we're doing. We've only been on the air for 3 weeks. We want to know how we're doing. And I'll tell you, I am working on lots of good plans for the show. I'll be revealing them in the weeks to come. We have lots of fun things coming up. I love doing the program. I know my brother Dave Parker loves it. Frank, our operations manager, who's holding down the fort today, he loves it as well. So we want to be here for you for a long time to come. We want to get to know you as well. Check us out each day on spiritinthemorning.com. We have links to everything we discuss on the program, as well as the picture of the day. It's a fun site. Frank does a great job maintaining it. We want you to follow us there. And do me a favor, let your friends know that we're here. One other thing, as Frank mentioned, Dave is having a medical procedure done today, so please keep him in your prayers. He would really appreciate that. God willing, Dave will be back with us Monday. It'll be great to have him in the studio with us again. And also, please remember that tomorrow, special thing happening, I'll be making a guest appearance at the Philadelphia Women's Conference. By the way, I'm going to stand out, so in case you're looking for me, I'll be the guy who's there, right, in case you want to find me. I'll be at the Holy Spirit radio table at Our Lady of Częstochowa. That's going to be in Doylestown, PA. And as a special deal, if you come up to me and say I'm a listener of Spirit in the Morning, we've got a coffee mug for you. That coffee mug that you see in our ads that I'm holding up, we have a limited supply of those available. We got a lot of other goodies at the table as well, so stop on by. I'd really like to meet you at the Philadelphia Women's Conference tomorrow at Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown. It is sold out, so it's going to be a great crowd. If you have a ticket, though, stop on by, look for me, and let's talk, okay? We're going to read the gospel in a minute. Do I have anything else I want to say? No, I guess I'm good for right now. I want to read today's gospel, and because it is a feast, it's an apostle feast, and we have these both apostles, Simon and Jude, celebrated today. As a result, what we have is a special gospel. This gospel is specifically chosen for this feast day. So here it is. It's from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Now, that's a really simple gospel, but there are a couple of things that I can point out here. And remember, whenever we look at Scripture, it's the inspired Word of God, so the Lord is speaking to us here. And don't make the mistake, and this is a really common mistake. I've done it, and I still continue to do it sometimes, and I just have to be careful about this. Don't make the mistake of just reading the Bible as a history book. And we can do that. We can look and say, these incidents happened thousands of years ago. That's great. That's a historical fact that Jesus named the apostles. And it is. But there's an important message, too, that he's speaking to us today on October the 28th, 2016. There's a message going out to us as well. And what I get out of this, and let me share this with you, first of all, Jesus had a big decision to make. He had apostles to appoint. These guys were going to be the leaders of his church, right? And you can imagine, if you had to do this, you would do a lot of preparation to get ready to do a decision like this. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to his Father. Jesus went away. He specifically found the time. He did it at night when things were quiet. He could have been sleeping. You see that? And he went up to the mountain to be by himself to pray to his Heavenly Father. And I look at this and I think, well, if Jesus did this, shouldn't I do it? If Jesus felt that it was important to pray, remember what he was doing. He was setting an example for us. And also, the three persons of the Trinity, they are all God, they are all divine, but they are distinct persons. Therefore, what does that mean? They can talk to one another. So it's totally feasible. I know sometimes it gets a little funky when you think that Jesus is praying. And you'll say, well, he's God. Why does he need to pray? He's speaking to his Father. That's what we can do. We can use his example and speak to our Heavenly Father. We can speak to Jesus. We can speak to the Holy Spirit, because they are all three. They're really distinct persons. They are divine. They're all God. You can pray to them. So Jesus sets that example. He prays to his Father. And then when day came, he's getting ready, calls his disciples to himself. Now remember, there were many disciples. Disciples are followers of Jesus, and he chose 12. Were these guys called based on their qualifications? No way. They were fishermen. Matthew was an accountant. He was a tax collector. They were common men. They didn't have any special qualifications. And in fact, Judas would be a traitor. Keep this in mind. Jesus was God. He knew Judas would betray him. He knew that. He chose him anyway. What's the lesson there? That the church on earth is not infallible. The church is comprised of sinners. Even though it's a divine institution on earth, yeah, we can all mess up. And Jesus worked with that. He worked with that, and he actually brought good out of that, believe it or not, because ultimately his crucifixion redeemed us. So don't get bent out of shape if you hear in the news that somebody, even in the church, has fallen. It happened. There's a precedent for it. The church will last until the end of time. Why? Because Jesus said it will. And that's what we need to remember. We need to be uplifted about that. So take this, if you want to have a takeaway from this gospel today. Jesus chose some really imperfect men to lead his church, the church that would last, that will last until the end of time. Therefore, you and me, there's hope for us. If Jesus can use these knuckleheads to accomplish his work, this very important work, then he can use us. The key is to realize that we can't do anything by ourselves. The key is to realize that we need the help of Jesus. And the key is to realize that we're weak. All we're called to do is the best we can. So today, if you're able to get out into the world and do something, do the best you can. Don't get panicked because you're not perfect, because you're not perfect. But with the Lord's help, you can do great things. If you can't get out, if you're watching your kids, if you're suffering from an illness, if you're undergoing a procedure, whatever it is, offer that up, whatever suffering you may be going through, offer it up, give it to the Lord. And that's going to be our Be Not Afraid Bible verse, by the way, today. Offer it up and say, Lord, take this inconvenience, this suffering, my frustrations, whatever they are, use them. And he can do that. We might not understand why that works, but it does work. And also pray. Say a quick prayer for those around you. And that's, you know, so that's if you can't get out, if you can get out, there's something you can do today. The Lord's got a plan for you. And that's a really cool way to start the day, I think, to know that he's got a plan. You can do something for somebody. You can smile. You can be nice to somebody. You can reach out. You can make a phone call. You can send an email. There are things we can do to spread the good news, just as the apostles did. And by the way, your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time right now, 7:14. I'm Gary Zimak in Lancaster County right now, continuing this celebration of the birthday of my daughters, Mary and Elizabeth. We had a great time coming into the studio yesterday. We're keeping the celebration going, and we're also, as a church today, celebrating the feast of St. Simon and Jude, two of the apostles used by Jesus to found a church. To found a church that will last until the end of time. And, you know, you think about the apostles again. Look at this. Jesus created this church 2,000 years ago. It's still going strong. He based it on the leadership of very normal guys, such as St. Simon and Jude. I'm Gary Zimak. We're just getting warmed up. Hope you're going to be with me for the entire hour. Get your coffee brewed. Stay tuned to Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 28th. Today we celebrate Saints Simon and Jude. Once again, we don't know much about today's saints despite their importance as two of the 12 men Jesus chose to follow him. Of course, we recognize one of them, Saint Jude, as the patron of hopeless causes. In two Gospels, Simon is called the Canaanite, and in a third, the Zealot. Both terms suggest either that he belonged to a fanatical Jewish sect that brought about the revolt against the Romans, or that he was simply zealous in his faith. Jude gets only brief mentions in the New Testament, often to distinguish him from Judas. This suggests he was something of an obscure apostle, though at the Last Supper, Jude asked Jesus why, after his resurrection, he would not reveal himself to the entire world rather than to only his followers. Jesus assured Jude that he would make himself known to all who love him. Both Simon and Jude are last seen in the Gospels on Pentecost. After that, they disappear. It is believed they both made their way to Persia, modern-day Iran, where they were martyred on the same day in the first century. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
See the smoke from a mile away, and trouble always draws a crowd. They wanna tell me that it'll be okay, but that's not what I need right now. Not while my house is burning down. I know someday, I know you know is true ever feels like a lie from a friend. When the words are salt in an open wound and they just can't seem to understand that you haven't even stopped the bleeding yet. I know someday, I know someday together we can pray for peace to the one acquainted with our grief. I know someday, I know someday. Not right now.
and that was Jason Gray, Not Right Now. What a beautiful message. You know, we all have these tough times. You know what? Everything will be okay. Maybe not right now, but it will be okay. And how are you, Gary?
I'm doing good, Frank. I want to talk about that song for a minute, brother. Because that the reason I included that song, and, you know, this is an uplifting show. I want to inspire people. That's why we do what we do. But here's the deal with that song. I think this ties nicely into the feast today of St. Simon and Jude. Sometimes we are just going through a tough time in our lives. We struggle. We face difficulties. And you may be going through that right now. You may know somebody. It's okay to just be with somebody and say, listen, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to help you, but I'm here for you. And I think we can really make a tremendous difference in somebody's life by doing that. That's really the message of that song by Jason Gray. It's okay. You don't need to say anything. Just be with me. Just listen. And when we do that, we're really performing a work of mercy. And we're really proclaiming the good news. Not only proclaiming the good news, we're bringing Jesus to somebody else. That's exactly what the apostles did. And that's what we're called to do. So that's a really cool song. That's Jason Gray, Not Right Now. Though all of our songs are listed on spiritofthemorning.com, so check that out. If you want to get any of the songs, they're all available on iTunes. Spirit of the Morning time right now is 7:22. I want to talk a little bit about this article that we also have linked on spiritofthemorning.com. Every now and then, I try to look on the internet for interesting articles, maybe an uplifting story, some kind of a top five list, something to help you really understand either the fact that God is alive and active in your life. That's a really important thing. Sounds silly, but sometimes we forget that. Or to help you understand your Catholic faith a little bit better. This article fits into the latter category. We have five Protestants who surprisingly defended Mary's perpetual virginity. It sounds like a deep article. It's not really that deep. Some nice quotes here. It's from the Church Pop website, and we'll have that link. It's spiritinthemorning.com. This is a big stumbling block for many non-Catholic Christians, the perpetual virginity of Mary. So let me just talk about a couple of these surprising statements from Protestants about this subject. Martin Luther, generally considered to be the person who sparked the Protestant Reformation, and he had problems with many Catholic dogmas and doctrines. But here's what Martin Luther said in a sermon about the Blessed Mother. Christ our Savior was the real and natural fruit of Mary's virginal womb. This was without the cooperation of a man, and she remained a virgin after that. Christ was the only son of Mary, and the Virgin Mary bore no children besides him. I am inclined to agree with those, and he's referring here to the gospel, who declare that brothers in Scripture really means cousins, for the Jews always call cousins brothers. That's one of his sermons on the Gospel of John, actually. Martin Luther testifying or supporting the perpetual virginity of Mary. Again, surprising. Another person who supported this is John Calvin. He is he started what is now known as the Reformed theological tradition, which reject many key Catholic dogmas. See, that's why these statements are so important. It's good to know these facts. So when somebody does give you a hard time, and it will happen, and, you know, look, I'm not encouraging you to get into arguments. We're not here to get into arguments. We're here not to win arguments. We're here to win souls for Christ. He does the work. We plant the seeds. But if it does come up, I want you to understand that there have been Protestants through the years who have said, yeah, Mary is a perpetual virgin. This is a stumbling block. So this is good to know. Calvin warned that those who take time to argue about it simply have an extreme fondness of disputation. He also argued that those who reject Mary's perpetual virginity based on scriptural passages that mention the brothers and sisters of Jesus show, in his words, excessive ignorance. And you'll hear that sometimes. It says in scripture that Jesus had other brothers. Well, no, he didn't. That is the word. Remember, it's a translation. Jesus spoke Aramaic. The gospels that we have, the only translations, the manuscripts are in Greek. So there is a translation issue here. Brothers and sisters refers to extended family in the gospel. The third person is Huldrych Zwingli. He was a Swiss reformer during the lifetime of Luther. He not only rejected the authority of the church, but unlike Luther, he went so far as to deny the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist altogether. So this guy was really against Catholic teaching. But on the topic of Mary's perpetual virginity, he wrote, "I firmly believe that Mary, according to the words of the gospel, as a pure virgin, brought forth for us the Son of God, and in childbirth and after childbirth, remained a pure, intact virgin." That's from Zwingli. Thomas Cranmer, the fourth person on the list, the Archbishop of Canterbury during Henry VIII's schism from Rome, and thereafter was a major figure in building Anglicanism. He said that he maintained the perpetual virginity of Mary, I should say, on the basis of ancient Christian authority. So there's a fourth person. And finally, John Wesley. You may have heard of John Wesley in the past. He strongly rejected Catholicism, but the perpetual virginity of Mary wasn't one of the things he saw as a problem. And he also said that Mary, after she brought forth Jesus, continued a pure and unspotted virgin. So there you go, five Protestants who surprisingly rejected the perpetual virginity of Mary. Just a little something to make life interesting, to let you know that there is a basis for this Catholic teaching that we've always held. Many of us who are cradle Catholics, we've accepted this without question, but you will get challenged sometimes, so it's good to know the facts. You can find that article linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Right now, your Spirit in the Morning time, 7:26. Current weather at the Philadelphia International Airport, 51 degrees. Going to be a windy day today, and we'll be going up to a high of 56. Tomorrow, check this out, tomorrow we're going to have a high of 70 degrees. So it's looking to be a great weekend, and I'm really excited about that. I'm excited to be at the Philadelphia Women's Conference tomorrow. So if you're headed over there at the Shrine of Częstochowa in Doylestown, look for me at the Spirit in the Morning table or the Holy Spirit radio table. Say that you're a listener of Spirit in the Morning. Let me know, and I'll give you one of our nifty, hot off the presses, Spirit in the Morning coffee mugs. So we're looking forward to being there. We will have a table. Holy Spirit Radio will have a table. We're just glad to have you as a listener, not only of this show, but of the station. We've got lots of good programs here. We're an affiliate of the EWTN network. We've got lots of local programs as well. Why don't you just keep listening to us throughout the day and get inspired? You know, that's what this is all about. Hey, Frank, you in the studio, brother?
Oh, getting fired up, Gary.
Good, good. Hey, listen, while we have a minute, I don't get you on the air very much. You are the operations manager. Talk about some of the ways that, in addition to over the air, we can listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
Oh, also, I can do it real quick. You know, you listen to HolySpiritRadio.org. One of my favorite ways is using the Amazon Echo. I simply say, play Holy Spirit Radio. There's many ways. You can use your phone, your computer, whatever's easiest for you. Thanks for being with us. Spirit in the Morning.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. The death of her son Matthew while he was serving as a Marine in Afghanistan made Lisa Freeman sensitive to the needs of military families who've lost loved ones in war. She thought it would be helpful if they could hold on to something that would make their memories tangible. That's why the Georgia mom created Matthew Bears. The Daily News reported, families of fallen service members send Freeman their loved ones' uniforms, and she uses the material to hand-sew teddy bears. It's a labor of love for Freeman, who said, "I kind of pray over the uniforms while I'm going." Freeman also collects school supplies for children in war-torn countries and provides college scholarships for siblings of fallen soldiers. She believes that Matthew would be proud of her work. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
hide pain in the weirdest places. Broken souls with smiling faces, fighting for surrender, for now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. All we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and far from reason, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. When it feels like something's missing, if it hurts but you can't find healing, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. When I need to be superheroes, photoshopped, all size zeros, a light not expected, but not quite perfected, yeah. Look up, see the sun is shining, there's hope on a new horizon, calling you, it's calling. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are loved.
Stars Go Dim. You know, I love the words in some of these songs that Gary chooses. It may not even be, you know, your style music, but listen real closely to those words. You know, be you. You don't have to be something you're not. You are loved. And, you know, the words are what are so powerful in every one of the songs that Gary chooses. So, Gary, brother, how are you now? How's it?
We're halfway through. I'm feeling loved.
Frank,
you know, thanks for mentioning that. That's the key. This is the message here. God loves you because you're you, and that's what we all need to know. We can be unique. We're all going to be different. And speaking of different, I think we got somebody on the line now who is certainly different and who is very much someone who's out there spreading God's love. We have Bear Wozniak with us.
You know, Gary, I love that.
Hey.
You know, any human being who is alive, you know, if you were born and it was an accident, you know, you were born, or maybe you were even...
Yep.
conceived in the worst of all possible situations.
Yeah.
Your human body was given to you by your parents, but God honored that union, that moment when you were conceived, and he gave you the dignity of a completely unique spiritual soul with your identity, your gifts, your talents, your personality, and things like that. And the closer we are to God, the more we become like Jesus, the more we become more like the self that God created us to be, too. So what a beautiful way to start the morning to hear that.
Yeah, you know, Bear, that's important because I know there are people who don't feel loved right now. That is a big problem. You see it in your travels, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We got to know. We got to get that message out there. God loves you as if you're the only person who exists in the world. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You're not an accident. God gave you that dignity of that spiritual soul. It was God that did that. And
that's right.
That's the most significant, you know, part of our being. Yeah.
That's
so what's
right.
up, Gary?
I'm doing good. I'm traveling. I'm on the road today in Lancaster County in the nearby area, so continuing to celebrate my daughter's birthday. But Bear, what's going on
Mary,
with you? How's
yeah.
it been? Where have you been?
I just wouldn't believe this. I honestly think everyone, I mean, the reality TV show has just been incredible.
Wow.
And, you know, it's been a retreat, but it's been a unique kind of retreat because we've been on motorcycles. I mean, Tony and I have ridden 2,100 miles from Cocoa Beach, and the rest of this pack has ridden probably 650 miles so far, or 700 miles since we left Houston. We're up in the Big Bend country. And it's really interesting because it isn't like I'm going to go to a monastery and be quiet and hear God. We're learning how to hear God in the middle of the midst of the war of motorcycle engines.
Wow.
And then also the pressure of filming a reality show and having a retreat at the same time. Because we're jamming here. We're up in the mountains. We're up on the mesas at sunrise. Well before sunrise and doing all these things. What's been fascinating is we're actually learning what we need to know as Christians, and that is in the middle of the jamming pressure of life that you can still hear God's voice in it all and learning just to tune into Him, you know. So it's been interesting. It's been powerful, too, because this pressure that we've been under has really, you know, it's been amazing how it's forged us as a unit, you know. Riding
yeah.
in the pack, and the whole crew is riding together in union. It's really been fascinating to watch.
That's amazing. That's me. You know, Bear, you bring up a couple of good points. I want to touch on that. On them, the first thing is we've got to find God in the midst of the world. He's there, but we just have to find Him. We have to realize He's there, even in the midst of our problems, our struggles, the noise, the challenges that we face. It's something that we need to do. In today's gospel, Jesus went up into the mountains. He talked about going to the mountains. As we celebrate this feast of St. Simon and Jude, Jesus went up to the mountains by himself to pray. And I think that importance, we talked about this yesterday, in your own life, that importance of making time for prayer. You're a public figure. You're out there. You're filming your reality
yeah.
series, right? But you've got to make that time to encounter the Lord each day. Otherwise, you'll fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus went up to the mountains, out into the desert, this rugged desert,
right.
to pray. He also went out to do spiritual battle. He went out there to slay dragons.
Yep.
And there's the history of the monks of the desert. You know, Anthony and his monks down there in North Africa, they purposely went out there just to do battle with demons. I mean, and St. Anthony, even he got beat up a few times by them, you know.
Yep.
And so we're out here, and not only are we out here to hear God's voice, we're out here to do some damage. And you do that, you know, through prayer. And you do that through the unity of love that we've had for each other in the midst of the battle is a very powerful weapon against the enemy too. And believe me, we've had our spiritual warfare, but men need to rise up, put on their armor and go out into the desert, whatever desert that is. But we need to learn to go out there and do some spiritual damage to the satanic kingdom through our prayer life, through our actions. The other thing is many have really been transparent about talking about porn. It seems to be a full-on attack against men. And I love what John Paul II said. He said, pornography isn't that it shows too much. It's that it shows too little of the human person. Because all you're looking at is the outer being. You're not looking at this inner beauty of this person. So there's just been this full-on attack on our part, too, to pray against that. We went, you know, we walked along the worst streets in Houston praying as we walked along the streets where all the brothels are. Praying for the women that are in there, you know, praying against the enemy and seeing their pimps come out and their enforcers come out. And it's just almost sickening. And if men knew that the women that they're watching in these pictures and these videos are women that are, for the most part, being subjected and victimized and brutalized, they might have a different take on it. But yeah, we need to stand up, especially for our younger generation. They're under full on assault from that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so and we have a man here whose son's in jail right now for heroin. We have another father here who found his son dead a year ago from heroin abuse. And he just keeps saying, tell your son you love him. Tell your son you love him.
Wow.
Tell your son you love him. Get up an hour early and start praying for your family.
That's key. I'm so glad you bring that up.
Real stuff.
You're right.
It's real stuff, Gary. It's not like soft spirituality. It's just the real cutting edge, the blood and guts of Christianity.
Exactly. And what you're doing, you're setting that example. You're reminding us men that we got a job to do. We can't be taking it lightly. We're in spiritual battle. We have to pray for our families, and we need to be an example. And you're doing a fantastic job with that, brother. It's been tremendous following you for the past 2 weeks. I hope you'll keep in touch. We definitely want you on the show again. Keep in touch. We are going to be praying for you. Now, be safe, because we need you. We need Bear Wozniak in the world to share the good news, all right?
Well, we're riding into San Diego. We're leaving here Big Bend today, getting into New Mexico later today, then into Arizona, then on into San Diego on October 31st, and going to Catholic Answers Live at 4 o'clock their time.
Oh, you are?
On October 31st. Yeah, we'll be on there for an hour, yeah.
Awesome. So you still are on schedule? You still plan to complete the journey on the 31st?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm on my schedule. I don't know what God's schedule is. We've got so many detours.
That
have led the adventure begins at the detour. We've had so many people, encounters with people because of the detours. So, but our intention is to arrive there on the 31st. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, brother, we're going to keep praying for you. DeepAdventureMinistries.com is the website?
Yes.
Excellent. And you want to mention your book one more time? I know your publisher wants you to mention
Please,
the book.
Please, yeah. Franciscan Media is saying, look, this is an awesome book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. The seven virtues really give people traction. And we're not just a men's ministry, but we kind of start there. But that book, everyone loves. It's full of adventurous stories and really helps you give traction to spiritual life, the life of virtue.
Awesome. Hey, Bear, I think you're awesome, brother. I can't wait till we meet again in person. You going to be at the radio conference this year?
I don't even know when it is. We're jamming so hard. What weekend is it? The last weekend of November again, or when is it?
It's in November. We'll talk more about that. I hope to catch you, though, soon. I'm sure
right now I'm focused on one thing, jumping in the ocean when I get to San Diego.
There you go.
After that, I'll see.
Hey, brother, I got to thank you for making time for us each day. I'm going to let you go because I know you got things to do, but you're in our prayers. And
we're rolling.
Watch, okay? All right,
my
man.
We're going to the Mesa right now. We're going to have Mass on the Mesa before sunrise, so it's going to be cool.
Awesome.
Okay, love you, Gary, and aloha to all your
audience.
Love you
too, Bear. Aloha. Thank you so much. It's Bear Wozniak joining us as he continues his coast-to-coast journey, filming a reality series for EWTN-TV. What a good guy. Bear's been getting up early. This has not been an easy thing for him. But he said he wanted to allow you to be part of his journey. That's why we set this up, and we've been checking in with him every day. He makes it seem easy, but this is a really tough and dangerous trip that he's taking. So please keep him and the rest of his posse in your prayers. It's really important. And, spread the word. Let somebody know about Deep Adventure Ministries. His show airs on Holy Spirit Radio every Saturday at 6 p.m. The men in your life, let them know. He's a real man. He's much more of a man than I'll ever be. I'll tell you what, you look at Bear, he's been on television. He's been on Hawaii 5-0. He really walks the walk. But he loves Jesus, and he's not afraid to talk about it. He's a role model for all of us who are men. So make sure you check out DeepAdventureMinistries.com. It's linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. Right now, your wake-up time, 7:44. It's going to be a windy day today in the Delaware Valley, going up to a high of around 56. Tomorrow, high of 70. It's going to be a good weekend. Coming up at 7:50 after the next break, we're going to do our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. So if you're feeling a little anxious, you can chill. There's going to be some good news for you, something to keep in mind. And I try to do this every day because I know it's a challenge. I know it's a challenge to go out there and, as Bear said, do battle in the world. Whether you're a man or a woman, we go into battle every day. We think we're doing good. We say our prayers in the morning, maybe. We look at our prayer book. We maybe start our day with daily mass, which is fantastic. But then what happens when you go through the church doors and you get bombarded with problems? That's where you need that good relationship with the Lord. That's where you need that reinforcement. And that's what the sacred scriptures can do for us. So we've got a Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up. Again, I want to remind you, on Monday, Father Mitch Pacwa is going to be here with us at 7:35, talking about giving us advice for how to vote as a Catholic. We don't want to leave our Catholic identity behind when we go into the voting booth. We want to be able to vote as a Catholic. What does that mean? Well, Father Mitch is going to inform us on Monday. Got lots of other good guests throughout the week. Next week, we've got a couple of special celebrations, All Saints Day, All Souls Day. We've got people coming on to talk about those special occasions. It's all about getting to know our Catholic faith. That's what this show about is about. It's also reminding you that you can have fun as a Catholic. You can love Jesus and have fun in the world. Sometimes people don't think that's possible. I know, speaking for everybody at the station, we have fun doing this show every day. This is not a job for us. We love doing what we do. We love spreading the good news, and we love that you're a part of our morning. Let me know what you think of the program. Let me know what I can do for you. Where are you listening from? What's your parish? Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is my email address. And furthermore, I want to speak at your parish. So if you'd like to invite me out, I would love to do it. Just send me an email at Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. And we'll set something up. I go out around the country. I speak about Jesus Christ. I want to do it locally as well. In the Delaware Valley, we have lots of opportunities for that. And I want to bring the good news to your parishioners, to your men's group, your women's group, your Bible study group, whatever. I want to be there. All right? GaryHolySpiritRadio.org. Stay tuned. Get your coffee. Get your scrapple. We'll be back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
I try to catch my breath. It hasn't happened yet. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, scared to death. So I pray God, would you make this stop? Father, please hold on to me. You're all I've got. Carry me, carry me, carry me now. From my sinking sand to your solid ground. The only way I'm ever gonna make it out is if you carry me, carry me, carry me now. God, carry me. Carry me, carry me now. Jesus, come my heart. Come near me, please. Lord, don't let these worries get the best of me. Oh, I believe that you're still here with me. Cause you meant what you said. Solid ground. The only way I'm ever gonna make it out is if you carry me, carry me, carry me now. God, carry me, carry me, carry me now. Carry me, God, carry me. Carry me, God, carry me. I'm at the end of myself. Stuck in the valley of the shadow of death. And I've been down here so long, I just can't find my way out. Oh God, don't stand a chance unless you carry me now. God, carry me now. Carry me, carry me, carry me now. From my sinking your solid ground. The only way I'm ever gonna make it out is if you carry me, carry me, carry me now. God, carry me, carry me, carry me now. Carry me now. Oh, carry me now.
Josh Wilson, Carry Me. I load these songs every day for Gary, and you know, I purposely don't listen to them. I put them in there because I want to share it just with our listeners at the moment they're doing it, so I can pay attention to the words and the emotion and tie it into the show that's going on before me. So, Gary, you know, how do you go about choosing these songs?
Hey, I asked the Holy Spirit, Frank. I'll be honest with you. You know, this is it's a message we need to hear. Oh. Carry me, Lord, right? You know somebody
absolutely.
Out there saying that today.
Yeah, but I also leave the show every day singing these songs, and they're not songs I would have chosen going into it. You know, I listen to the words, though, and they get stuck in my head, and I just get caught up in that, especially because I find it tying into so many other things I do.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a simple, most of these songs have a simple message, but Frank, I think the most challenging thing for us as people who are seeking the Lord is remembering the simple things, like we talked about with Bear. God loves us. He wants to carry us. We need to remember this. And, Frank, I want to thank you for the great job you do with the website every day with spiritinthemorning.com for getting the information on there, the songs, the links. Great job, brother. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's all fun. It's all part of this bigger mission that we're all on, whatever that may be, wherever the Lord leads us. Of course, I wish
right.
you would give me, like, more indication of what he wants, but, you know, I'll go with the flow.
Yeah, when you find out, let me know. Mention that I'm curious, too. We're all in this together. Everybody at Holy Spirit Radio is in it together. We're trying to bring you the best product possible to get your day started off the right way. And with that in mind, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse for today, which we also will have linked at spiritinthemorning.com, is from Colossians, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church. Now this is one of those verses that really gets your attention, doesn't it? And I think the first thing that stands out, I just got a brief message about this. This is a really simple message, but it's confusing when you first look at it. Suffering. All of your suffering, whatever it is, your minor inconveniences, you might be stuck in traffic right now. You can offer that up. You could have a serious health issue. You could have a serious relationship problem. Your work could be overwhelming. There's something in your life right now that constitutes suffering. You can take that, and this is a gift. This is a gift the Lord gives us. Jesus is saying to you, I want you to take that suffering, whatever it is. And the reason I'm giving it to you is to help you, number one, and also so that you can share in my mission. Jesus allows us to share in his redemptive mission. He's redeeming mankind. Remember, he did that. The ultimate example of that is when he did it on the cross. But we can unite our suffering. We can offer it up and give it to Jesus and let him use it. See, that's a privilege. Now, is anything incomplete in the sacrifice of Christ on the cross? The answer is no, even though it seems that that's what St. Paul is saying. It's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that Christ did his job, but we, as members of the church, we're part of the body, the mystical body of Christ, so now it's up to us to offer up that suffering. And don't make the mistake of thinking that if I grow close to Jesus, I'm going to suffer more. That's not necessarily true. We all have to suffer. Why not put it to good use? That's the message today. So whatever you have in your life, even the minor inconveniences, say, Jesus, take it and use it. And then you're participating in his mission. It gives you a lot of purpose, doesn't it? So that's the Bible verse today. It comes from Colossians 1:24. We have that at spiritinthemorning.com. Now, before we close out the show, by the way, I am thrilled to be a part of this program. You let me know what you think of it, gary@holyspiritradio.org. God willing, I'll be back in the studio on Monday. God willing, Dave Parker will be there as well, and please keep him in your prayers as he goes through his medical procedure today. But Dave Pickham Parker, I don't have an Eagles pick from him this week, so I'm going to turn to our buddy Fearless Frank and say, Frank, you got an Eagles pick today? They're playing the Dallas Cowboys, and my wife promised me that I wouldn't call them the Dallas Cowgirls on the air. That's appropriate, but I've heard that term around the greater Philadelphia area. Do you have a pick, Frank?
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting this. I know we've done it each and every week. And
you don't have to.
I'm rooting for the Eagles. I'm not certain. I think it's going to be a tough game this weekend.
Yeah.
I can't publicly not pick them to win.
I know.
It's just wrong.
That's why I put you on the spot.
So I'm going to go 21-20 Eagles.
All right. I'm not. I have no track record. I'm bad. I'm going to go for the Eagles. I'm not going to predict the score because there's no way I can pick the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry, I can't. But hey, Frank, before we go, I want to make sure we ran out of time. It's a little challenging to do these remotes sometimes. Let's talk about the technology, the ways that we can listen to the station. You mentioned Amazon Echo. Give us some of the ways, and can you quickly just let us know where you're headed? You're our technology guru. Where are you headed, and how can we get the station out to more and more people?
Yeah, I think it's getting people to understand there's various ways to listen. What happens, you know, this station is during the day in out of WISP 1570 in Doylestown, it's 5,000 watts during the day, but it goes to 900 at night. But that doesn't mean you can't listen. You know, you can easily listen on your computer. You know, if you click the Listen Live link on our website, you can listen on your phone, and there's various ways, whether it's through the TuneIn app or just going to our website. Most phones can do that. And a lot of people, what they'll do is put Bluetooth through their phone and listen while they're still driving. So it's they don't miss anything. You know, or you go into the TuneIn app and you just type in Holy Spirit Radio. It comes up each and every time. You know, and I mentioned Amazon Echo as we're cutting, you know, as we're going to break. And the Amazon Echo is a really neat thing. It's a little speaker device that you speak to. So you say things like, Holy Spirit, play Holy Spirit Radio, and it does.
Wow.
So there's a lot of easy ways to do it. And, you know, I think people need to find these, and I think it's great. You know, at the same time, you know, where are we at? We try and be lean here, and we try and do everything, you know, at the least possible cost. We're a nonprofit, you know. But like a week before this show started, our main computer went down. That computer's been around for a long time. And, you know, that was the heart of what runs this station. So we have a temporary computer in place, but we have a new computer that just came in yesterday with all state-of-the-art software in it. We're going to be getting that prepared and getting that online to run this station over the next few weeks. You know, we're also going to get a new technology because, you know what, we believe we're a member of the community. We want to be with our community. We want to be out there live. So we have technology that's been around for a while, but it's extraordinarily expensive, but it allows us to broadcast live from anywhere. And that technology is on order. It's coming. But the only way we're able to do this is through the generous support of our listeners. You know, we wouldn't have been able to do this otherwise. And, you know, we've now have this great morning show, and we want to get out and about. So this technology is coming to the station, and we'll soon be able to do events wherever you are and be able to broadcast quality. So not even on our phones, but actually, you know, as if we're in the studio sitting right there completely wirelessly, you know. That's where we're headed towards. We're going to get a lot more, doing a lot more online. We have archives of all our local programs. We're going to get that fully updated. You know, make it easy for people to listen to what's important to them when it's important to them. This is what Catholic radio is about. This is why having a variety of shows like this one, this show, I love this show so much because it doesn't speak to the traditional person who listens to Holy Spirit Radio. It speaks to the people that we want to bring in also, people that might not be as close to the faith, and it allows them to come in with some hot, you know, positive message and great songs that they're dancing to. And then all of a sudden they're getting the other message and they're learning about their faith. It's bringing them in. And I think this is what we're about. This is what Holy Spirit Radio is really about and always has been about. So, Gary, I want to thank you for being a part of that and making this happen.
My pleasure. Thank you, because I'm really excited to have you on the team, Frank. We're going places in the Delaware Valley. I got to run now. Let me close with the prayer. Father, you revealed yourself to us through the preaching of your apostles, Simon and Jude. By their prayers, give your church continued growth and increase the number of those who believe in you. Grant this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.